Treasury Secretary John Snow and White House Budget Chief Joshua Bolten visit congressional committees today to begin their testimony on President Bush's fiscal 2005 budget. The proposal totals $2.4 trillion and raises the deficit to $521 billion. David Wessel is Deputy Bureau Chief of the Wall Street Journal's Washington Bureau. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
Is the budget proposal impacted by President Bush's effort to win re-election?
Oh, absolutely. The president is constrained by the deficit and by increasing anxiety among his Republican conservatives about how much spending's grown in his watch. So he squeezes pretty dramatically the spending for everything outside of popular benefit programs, defense, and homeland security. But then, because he has to run for re-election and because voters don't always like the specifics of spending cuts, he sprinkled the budget with all sorts of little programs, little by federal government standards, like $23 million for drug testing at schools or $100 million for what he calls a compassionate capital fund to help faith-based charities and $120 million in grants for supporting what he calls healthy marriages.
So who are the big winners and the big losers?
Well, some of the biggest spending increases in this budget, if the president gets his way, would go to the Pentagon, about $25 billion more, and that's not counting extra spending on Iraq. I think there was a real signal yesterday when stocks of defense contractors like Raytheon, Boeing, and Northrop rose by 2% after the president's budget was released. By the White House tally, and there's lots of ways to slice these numbers, defense spending would go up about 7% in the next fiscal year, Homeland Security about 10%, and spending on all other domestic programs less than one-half of 1%, which is less than the rate of inflation. And those domestic programs are the ones that it's not clear Congress is going to accept the president's cuts. I mean, it's hard for me to imagine Congress cutting spending on community policing or cutting grants from the Homeland Security Department to local firefighters. But that's what the president's budget is proposing.
Well, now, he says he's going to cut the deficit in half in more than 5 years. How could he do that?
Well, the first thing he does is start from a pretty darn big deficit in the current fiscal year. As you said, $521 billion. That's about 4.5% of the gross domestic product, the biggest deficit we've seen since fiscal 1992 by that measure. A recovering economy helps him, generates some more tax revenue, cuts spending on things like unemployment insurance. But really, his plan to cut the deficit over 5 years depends on a little bit of fiscal sleight of hand. It assumes, for instance, no money for occupying Iraq after the beginning of the new fiscal year. It counts $23 billion for a one-year fix for a quirk in the tax code known as the alternative minimum tax. But even the budget says the administration will have to spend more money to fix it over the next five-year window. And as I said, it anticipates an election year Congress is going to be extraordinarily tight-fisted on domestic spending, which just doesn't seem likely.
And what happens in 5 years?
Well, after 5 years, then things really begin to take off. But you have to look really far into these budget books to find it. One of the president's priorities, of course, is making his tax cuts permanent. That'll deny the federal treasury about $1 trillion in revenues over the next decade, but most of that doesn't show up until beyond the 5 years. And the budget actually has some surprisingly blunt language on this question. It actually says that the federal budget is on an unsustainable path because the retirement of the baby boomers begins before the end of the decade, just after President Bush leaves office if he wins a second term, and that's when the claims on Medicare and Social Security really begin to show up.
David Wessel of the Wall Street Journal.